Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What did you think I said?
Turds Day.
Oh, I said Churs Day.
Oh.
I should have said Turds Day because that's a joke.
Yeah.
Churs Day is just saying a CH
it's
instead
silly
of a
and
TH.
Fun to mispronounce it.
Yeah. Either way, it's brought to you by Squarespace.
Well, shoot.
Do you know what Squarespace is?
Of course.
It allows idiots, morons really, to
like
build...
Like you.
Yeah. Okay.
That's, like you, idiot. Come on, it's... We're having fun.
I know, it is fun.
It allows morons like you to build the websites.
Shit. Sorry, my self-esteem is fucking shot.
Yeah?
Yeah. That really hurt.
Moron?
That, especially this week. I didn't need that.
Oh, come on.
I didn't want that in my
life.
We're
goofing.
I have an unhappy wife and an unhappy life.
Yeah, makes sense.
But if you want to build a professional-looking website, online store, portfolio, Squarespace is pretty much the best way to do
it. It's the be-all and end-all.
And they recently launched a new version of their platform, Squarespace 7, which has a redesigned interface, integration with Getty Images, Google Apps, new templates. It's basically insanely easy and simple. They've been working on this product for very long. So if you're sitting on a business idea or a website idea, an online
blog
portfolio,
idea.
Yeah,
store
anything,
idea.
Their services are perfect for you.
Yeah, look, even if you have an idea for literally anything in the world, even if it's not a website, you're going to need a website to have that idea.
That's
you know what
right.
I'm saying?
And it's,
like, I have an idea for a restaurant. You have to have a website for it, don't you?
Oh, you're stuck.
Yeah.
Now you have to use Squarespace, idiot. And their plans start as low as $8 a month, and you get a free domain name if you buy Squarespace for the year. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
But I know what you're thinking. There are no good domain names.
Oh,
left.
I was thinking you're an idiot.
I know. You're always thinking that. But another thing you might be thinking of is that there's no good domain. All the good ones are taken. People have been buying domain names for 30 years. That's not true.
I can't sign up for a new domain.
Some of them have slipped through the cracks. Every time we advertise Squarespace, we do give you guys a great suggestion. Pat suggested smallyoyo.com last time. It's
and that's
taken.
Incredible.
It was taken.
It's swiped.
What was another one that you had one? Oh, Tacky Fart.
Tacky Fart.
Somebody built Tacky Fart to make a fart machine website.
Really?
Let's see how many farts have been farted so far. Tackyfart.com. 12,600 tacky farts have been farted.
That's
thanks
not
to you.
Bad.
It's a great looking
each
website.
Each one unique.
But those are taken. How about some new ones? Can I recommend fatglue.com?
FATGLUE.
That's right. It's too easy to spell, easy to pronounce words. Seven letter, single syllable domain name.
Fat glue.
Fatglue.com. What is it for? I don't know, but it's visual. It's interesting. It's fun to say.
Overweight glue?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, a large glob of sticky glue.
Yeah, and then the logo is written in like that Elmer's glue.
Yeah, it sounds kind of like a cool like record store, actually.
Yeah, Fat Glue. So buy fatglue.com while it's still out there. What was your suggestion?
I actually have, once again, two suggestions.
Oh, okay, doubling up.
This one's not necessarily
good,
but I will say it's pretty effective.
It definitely...
Bossy cucumber.
Huh?
Bossy cucumber. You ever had a cucumber that was just too bossy?
No.
Well, this was the perfect amount.
And then what's your other one?
Sassy grape.
I see. So you're in an adjective.
I
fruit.
Get in a zone when I'm searching.
Yeah, a lot of you're humanizing fruits and vegetables.
A sassy grape and a bossy cucumber.
walk into a bar. So if you're interested in buying those two domain names, or really any domain name, or you're just, you want to build a website, you don't know how, squarespace.com, and go to squarespace.com and use our coupon code If I Were You, and you get an extra 10% off your purchase. That's right. You can support the show if you go to squarespace.com/If I Were You and use the promo code If I Were You.
Just do it.
Isn't that fun and easy? All right, let's get started. This was literally a different, unique, real episode.
It's true.
We talk about the end, the death of our web series.
And it is a death.
It is very much
Do not celebrate the life of the series.
Nor
have mourn the death.
We'll get into it after the theme song. Enjoy.
If I were you, I'd turn the volume up right now for this hashtag dopeness that's spilling out. For your goddamn problems, your goddamn come aparts. Forget Mozart, this shit's the real art. This is that good shit. Listen quick, grab a hit, puff up this advice. She's the cheese real quick. Monday blast, dude, I'll be straight clam dipping it. Jake and Amir, you two better.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm ready to box you.
What?
I think I'm going to box you.
You're scratching me. This isn't boxing.
Is it called boxing if I hit you? Like, did I just box you? Or is boxing just like the art of fighting it?
I think boxing is like the type of fighting.
So I can't box you.
No, that would just be punching me.
But can I say that? Can I box you?
I guess it's like a good way to start a fight.
Yeah.
But I think if you did that, then we started punching each other, it would quickly devolve into us like...
Right.
But just wrestling.
Can I say that I boxed somebody?
Sure. Just know that you never actually will.
I just wanted, the closest I've gotten to fighting is figuring out if saying boxed is grammatically correct.
Yeah.
That's as good as I get. That was Jonathan Gould. And he said we've used this song 3 times before.
All right.
Not bragging that specific much? Song. Not...
Bragging much, dude?
They should call you the Bragging Dragon because you spit fire and self-aggrandizing the Bragging Dragon. You go. I should call you Brandon.
Yo.
I'm branding you as a Bragging Dragon. Yo, it's like a marketing ploy. Not from a goy, from a guy who's Jewish. Kind of newish to this whole scene. You know what I mean? I go, oh, no.
Oh, yeah. No, indeed. Drop the mic. Drop the mic and never pick it up again.
It's really expensive. Let me just...
Yep, lay down the mic.
All right. And it's broken.
All right.
So, yeah. Thanks, Jonathan Gould.
And you just proved how hard rapping actually is. So the fact that he did it was very good.
I only spend an hour writing that shit, though. What if he spent more time than that? What if I'd spend more time than
you
that?
You did spend more time than that.
I saw you scribbling. Not good enough. Scribble it out. It's hard. The hardest part about freestyling is not just starting to rap a real song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because my train of thought just goes onto a path and then it just wants to take off from there.
Interesting. The hardest part for me freestyling is not to turn it into something really, really dirty.
Oh, yeah. You want to say dick.
Yeah, as soon as I start rhyming, it's like I need to find something that rhymes with dick.
Yeah.
Like, I can't ever start a freestyle. It's not about me being blown.
Which is probably the problem with most rap today.
Damn, man. Yeah, I keep on writing, but I just keep talking about the same 3 things.
Blowjobs, money, and pussy. And honestly, blowjobs and pussy is borderline the same thing.
Yeah.
And I really only want money to have pussy.
All my raps are just me bragging. I can't stop.
What's new with you?
Not too much. What's Gucci?
We said... Yesterday, we put out that video that said we're no longer making videos for College Humor anymore.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big frickin' deal.
I can't believe we just did that on a whim.
I was high when I made that video. I told nobody at College Humor about it.
We were just like, I'm done for the day and forever. We tossed up a doofy little video that was sentimental and shit. And now we don't have a web series anymore.
Thanks to Audrey Scott for making the song for that.
Yeah, 6C.
Yeah,
represent.
Created a bittersweet symphony for us.
Oh shit! There you go. That was off the cuff.
Yeah. See again.
We're good at rhyming off the cuff, just not good at like presenting it in a cool rap way.
Yeah. Can I still have money?
We get
this is
money.
Me talking to an executive producer though.
We get paid.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Well, after these videos, we're actually going to be sort of unemployed.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh no, you didn't know about that.
I thought we'd still get our paychecks.
Oh no.
Yeah, I just
this
didn't
is why
do
you
the
were
videos.
So gung-ho.
Yeah, I thought it would be chill to have health insurance and not have to make any videos.
Right, and I told you, I explained to you in detail Jeez. That you'd have to
So we don't even get money. At least do we have health insurance and benefits?
It's all going to go away.
All right, gosh. No, all I'll have is the biweekly input in my 401k.
Oh, no, no, no.
What do you mean, no?
I wish we had sat down and had this conversation before we decided to move on.
I still need contributions.
I still want you to match. I still want IAC to match my contributions. Yeah, it's all going to go away.
Wow.
So why did we do it if we're not going to get money anymore?
Are we going to talk? I thought we were going to save this for the break.
Oh, no. We got it. I'm ready.
All right.
I've been ready.
All right. Like my dad used to say, he was coming home to get me.
Exactly.
Did he show up?
He didn't.
He didn't even show
up. Yeah.
But was it a valuable lesson, man?
Yes. That I had to grow up. Yeah. Well, first of all, it's very flattering to hear like the outpouring of support. I said it was kind of like being at our own funeral.
Yeah.
Only we're not dying. We just get to see all this.
The best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Only our life's work is dying.
Yeah.
Not us.
The comments on YouTube and Twitter.
You know, and it's weird because I'll still be able to hang out with you all the time.
Oh.
So it's weird for me to be like, oh my God, people are so sad. I'm like, oh, but me and you are still here.
I'm still alive.
I can't empathize with them.
And we're also going to have this podcast still. That's another question.
Oh, actually, we wanted to make that announcement too. The podcast is over. So this is the last episode of If I Were You.
Unless you physically see us on the street,
we're actually both going to become carpenters.
Yeah.
Separately too.
Unrelated. I'm moving to Dover.
And I'm moving to Annapolis.
The two big cities on the mid-Atlantic coast.
So we'll be close.
But not close enough. But not cigar. So it's very flattering and cool to read all the outpouring of support.
Yes, that's true. It's been very, very nice.
And then the second biggest question is why we're doing it.
Huh. Well.
I'm honestly on the fence still, as long as we're talking about it.
You shouldn't have let us release the video.
Dickwad. No, it's mostly about wanting to pursue other stuff. By the time these last eight episodes air, I don't know if you guys even know. If you don't know, Jake and I have a web series that's ending. It's eight episodes starting on February 17th and then going one a week for 8 weeks.
We have a web series on College Humor called Jake and Amir. It's actually pretty funny.
It's pretty ace. It's actually really ace.
Very ace. We're gullies in it.
So once it ends, it'll have been 8 years, which is way longer than we thought it would go on.
Yes. When we started it, we thought we would run out of episode ideas after like eight episodes.
And we did.
And then we regurgitated and regurgitated and regurgitated.
Ever seen a monkey eat its own shit?
So we did that for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had a great time. It was fun.
A great run.
It was a great run.
And I don't know if we're ending it too early or too late, but I guess I'd rather err on the side of early. Like, I'd rather we're reading people saying, oh no, I want to keep watching. And we'd rather that have the feedback than the tweets of, oh, this show is still on. I stopped watching 4 years ago.
I think our audience is as big as it ever was.
True. Because the audience includes people that watched a long time ago and stopped watching.
Some of our day ones.
Yeah.
Really, it's just like we got other stuff that we want to do.
Yeah.
And as fun as it is to make Jake and Amir, it's hard to make Jake and Amir and
do other stuff.
Do other things that we're passionate about, like writing TV and writing movies and further developing this podcast, which we love.
Or jogging.
We love jogging. Actually, I don't love jogging. You love jogging. I haven't jogged in a year.
But still, I'd love to at least try to take it up. And I feel like I can now. And maybe we can do other internet stuff.
Yeah.
Internet ideas that include me and you that don't necessarily fall under the Jake and Amir web series.
Right. I would, somebody, a couple of people have written to me and they're like, I'm going to miss you guys so much. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do without you. And I'm like, well, I don't know how to do anything but make comedy. So I'm going to keep on doing that.
You'll be good.
It'll just be not, I mean, the Jake and Amir, I love the Jake and Amir characters too. I still see things that I'm like, you know, I think of so many ideas in your voice, in the Amir character's voice. Every time I do something, I'm like, what would Amir
right.
be doing with this?
Right.
Which, I don't know. I don't know how I'll ever stop.
I mean, I'm sure our sense of humor will be able to be transferred to some new endeavor that will hopefully be as interesting. It's kind of like when like Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant didn't make like stop The Office, but then they had extras the next time around, where it's like, oh, sort of the same soul but in a different body.
Right. Hopefully people can think of Jake and Amir as our first show.
Yeah.
And then what's our second one?
Our second show will be extras.
Okay.
Yeah. I figure they did it, so now it's time for us to reshoot it scene for scene, shot for shot.
Cool. So we have peaked.
Yeah. No, we've peaked. And then a lot of people think, or I guess not a lot of people think, but some people have mentioned that they think the web series is ending because we're getting a TV show for sure.
Right. So let us clarify here, once and for all, that is true. Announcing. Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
The truth is,
this is going to be the truest, most... We shouldn't even answer a question. This is just the truest, most real podcast that we can get. Me and you will ask each other questions.
Okay.
So we answered the why we're leaving.
Yeah.
And are we leaving... Do we have a TV show at TBS?
Maybe. So we still don't know.
The answer
will
is
it
no.
Grow? Yeah. We sort of haven't addressed the questions that we've gotten so far about that because we don't know.
Right.
So it's hard to say, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, but we still don't know.
Yeah. So what happened was TBS asked us to write a pilot.
Which we did.
Jake and Amir, which we did. So the characters of Jake and Amir aren't necessarily dead after this web series, after the finale of our web series. It's not like we will never, ever revive them because potentially,
one TBS, more time. Potentially
TBS will say they want us to shoot our pilot.
Right. Or potentially they'll say no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you ever go out on a date with a girl uh-huh. and it goes really, really well. uh-huh. And then you say, cool, we should go out again. And then she doesn't answer you for a year.
Yeah.
So it's like that. And we're thinking this girl might text us and say, hey, you know your second date idea? Let's get married.
Holy or, shit.
She could say, hey, you know your second date idea that you proposed a year ago?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
How can we force... What we need to do is like... what's the equivalent of standing on their front lawn with a boombox?
Oh.
We should just find out where the TBS headquarters is and stand outside with a boombox.
If someone could Photoshop a second John Cusack and say anything, and then Photoshop my face on one and Amir's face on the other, and the boombox is playing Greenlight Jake and Amir.
Hashtag Greenlight Jake and Amir.com.
Then I think we have a chance.
We are. I feel like we're at the very least one Twitter campaign away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if we get everybody who's tweeted at us their support for the show ending, if we turn that Twitter energy
right
into a campaign
instead of support, just yeah. annoy TBS.
I'm not annoy. I didn't say annoy. I said bomb threats. No, I didn't say that either. I was just like, if people tweet, like, for example, does TBS have a Twitter handle?
That's
step
and
one.
No. Okay, that, moving on.
First question.
That right. was DOA.
That sucked. Sucks. Okay, they do. Boom. At TBS, very funny.
Oh.
Okay. So all this right. is, yeah, here it is. Ready?
So we're still alive.
So if people can just tweet, this is the campaign. Hey, at TBS, very funny.
Right. Don't do this at TBS, very funny. It's got to go out to your actual followers. Right?
Yeah, dot at TBS, very funny.
So hey, at TBS, very funny.
Yeah. Make the show. Hashtag. Yeah.
Jake, we like Jake and Amir. Make their show.
Yeah.
Hashtag green light Jake and Amir.
Okay.
Hashtag, that's a good hashtag.
Okay, so, hey, at TBS, very funny. This is going to happen. People are going to get into this.
If after all this time, after years of emotional anguish and turmoil, wondering whether or not TBS is going to like our show.
At the very least.
If it got picked, actually, I think if our fans moved the needle, that would maybe be the most beautiful and perfect thing.
In either direction.
Yeah.
Like, even if this ruins it, at least our fans caused it to move.
Yeah, and that's all that I ever cared about.
We just want an answer.
Fan support.
Okay, so here it is. If you have a Twitter account.
If you don't, make one.
We're going all in on this one.
Why not?
Hey, at TBS Very Funny. That's their name.
People should put their own spins on it, by the way.
Yeah,
TBS doesn't think it's just a bot. Saying the exact same thing.
Okay, but this is the necessary steps.
All right.
Hey, at TBS Very Funny. Hashtag, what'd you say?
Green light Jake and Amir.
All one word.
All one word, all one hashtag.
Right, and then because or yeah. Else I'll, some sort of reason given.
Right, so is that, how many characters is that?
We're already at 184.
And to be clear, I do really, really want the John Cusack Photoshop thing to happen. Yeah. Maybe I'll do it myself.
If you can Photoshop something, that would be even better. But that seems like it would, at the very least, get a social media manager's attention.
Yeah, I mean, if dozens and dozens or 100 people did it, that would...
Because maybe they don't know that we have fans.
And our fans, what better way to prove to them that we have fans by
devoted
fans?
Yeah. So if you guys want to, I imagine this is a car on a cliff. If you guys either want to all push together and shove it off the cliff or pull it back together, back onto the land, whichever you consider the success.
It sounds like if we're in the car, we want it to be pulled.
Shove it off.
Okay.
Selma
and Louise style.
Hey, here it is. Hey, at TBS Very Funny. Hashtag greenlight Jake and Amir, and then your own spin on it.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. I'll search that hashtag tomorrow. We're recording this on a Wednesday. It comes out on a Thursday.
We gave you the bonus Thursday episode. The least you guys can do is give us a TV show.
You owe us a TV show.
Honestly, we made Jake and Amir little web videos for 8 freaking years.
Hey, now you're getting
And y'all didn't get us a show yet?
This is on you. Obviously, we're funny enough.
Theoretically, our fan, like somebody who started watching Jake and Amir in high school or college, which is when we started making it, when I was 21.
Yeah.
Somebody could be like a 29-year-old executive right now.
Oh, so you're saying a high school fan has turned into an executive.
I don't understand why none of our high school friends have become the guy that runs TBS. Why aren't any of our high school fans Kevin Riley?
They really should be.
You really should be Kevin Riley by this point.
At the very least, the senior vice president.
Why not?
All right, cool. This is good. This is a positive diversion. And we'll read the tweets, respond to people, maybe retweet a couple. I don't know. How do we incentivize it other than our gratitude?
Throw in some RTs, some personal thank yous.
I'll freaking follow. I'll follow a couple people.
Wow.
Every 10 to 15 people, I'll throw them a follow.
Wow.
How'd you like me to follow you on Twitter?
You loser. you do have a popular Twitter account, but still.
All right. What else? Anything else? Or should we start answering questions? Are you nervous?
About
leaving College Humor forever?
I don't even know. Like, I know the right answer. Here's the right answer that is the interview, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm nervous. College Humor's been so good to us for so long, and we shaped our sensibilities there. That's where we met. But at the same time, I'm so excited. I'm thrilled to see what's next. I think that's how I really feel. But also, I'm so thoughtless and dumb. Right now, I'm thinking about, like, what's for lunch?
Yeah.
Should we go rock climbing later?
Yeah, yeah. You want to just sort of
thinking
live
thinking about girls. You can,
I'm usually just thinking about girls and milkshakes.
I'm sort of, yeah. I don't know. I'm a moron. Like, I don't know the repercussions of ending our web series.
Yeah, like, it's cool to be like, you know what? We had a good run, 8 years of episodes. Let's wrap it up on our own terms and end it on a high note. And then, like, the logistics of it is, like, you on a healthcare website trying to navigate what it's like to pay for your own health insurance.
Yeah, I was sick, and I actually had to go to the doctor yesterday, and I was like, oh, fuck, I need to go to the doctor before I don't have health insurance in
right.
a month.
Can we release these episodes one every other week? I think I have appendicitis.
I like being insured.
I want a doctor in addition
IAC,
to freedom.
IAC gives us good health care too. You know, I didn't even have a copay yesterday.
I straight up went to a doctor for free.
I mean, holy shit.
Sure, I have to pay a significant chunk of money every 2 weeks, but yeah, that doesn't seem like money.
I don't understand how anything works. So I really am... I guess I'm not nervous, but I also recognize that I'm pretty dumb.
Yeah.
But we're going to be together. That's comforting.
Yeah.
That, like, we're in the same boat. I think if I was doing this alone, that would be a lot scarier.
We also still have the podcast, so that feels like a life raft of sorts.
Definitely.
Like, at the very least, we can try to be funny once to twice a week and put it online.
Yeah. But I think less than being, like, excited and thrilled at the prospect of, like, do it ourselves, which I'm just mostly curious. I wonder what's going to happen. And even though, like I'm going to be an integral part of whatever is going to happen because it's going to need to be me doing it, I'm still, like, I'm even curious about what I'm going to do.
Yeah, you're like, you're standing on the sidelines being like, I wonder what's going to happen with that guy. And then you're like, oh, wait, I am that guy.
Yeah, it's happening.
Well, how hopefully, if I feel like if we get this trending topic thing happening, we won't even have to worry about it. We'll just be working on this goddamn TV show.
In an ideal world, we won't ever have to think about what our next project will be because Jake and Amir will just get bigger without us realizing it.
Yeah.
And we'll get to keep on working on it.
Yeah, that would be a good thing on, like, the DVD is, like, at the end, be like, oh, thanks, hashtag greenlight Jake and Amir project.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, for you guys, like, pushing us through.
That's when nobody,
you know what else would be funny is TBS told us no today, and then this this giant campaign starts tomorrow.
Yeah, God, we should really get the word out there before they officially say no, which can happen literally any day. They can say no at any time.
They could have already said no. We just don't know yet.
Yeah.
Because our phones are off while we record.
Shit, that would really be... Would we re-record this podcast?
No, it'd be this campaign would be even funnier if they had already said no. Anything else? Should we take a break and come back and answer some people's advice questions? We haven't even talked about what this show is yet.
Do you want to take a break? Or we could just talk. Let's just me and you talk this whole entire episode.
Not nearly a single question.
Ben Schwartz style.
Yeah. Finally. Are you still sick?
Yeah. Well, I'm a lot better than I was. It was weird. It was like when I was really bad before we left for Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was okay a little bit in Austin.
Yeah.
The last 2 days I got sick again
yesterday
after Austin. Sick as I've been yet.
And this has been just 7 days.
Yeah.
It seems like forever.
I finally went to the doctor and I was trying to decide. I think in the last 10 years I went to a doctor twice for when I broke my foot.
Mm-hmm.
A podiatrist or a foot surgeon.
Right.
And then, another time when I got my STD test.
Sure.
At the free clinic in New York.
Mm-hmm.
But besides, I've never, like, gone to the doctor for an ailment.
Like an illness.
An illness.
So what was it like? Did it actually help?
Yes. Well, so I waited. I went to a walk-in clinic. Everybody's like, I know it's easy to go to a doctor. And I'm just like, you know, it's actually pretty cool to go to a doctor. I'm just a moron. I didn't even want to go through the process of finding where to go.
Right.
And I was on Yelp and, like, I was calling all, like, the highly reviewed doctors, and they're like, oh, we don't take your insurance, or we don't take walk-ins. And then I was about to go to this, like, really, really shitty two-star reviewed place in Echo Park, and there was literally an ad for another walk-in clinic that was highly reviewed. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to go.
Hell, if you can afford an ad, I'll go there.
So I went, I waited, I chilled, I read a magazine. And then I walked in, I told them my problem, which was that I think I had a sinus infection.
Which is that I think I'm dying.
I was
and I need a TV show.
I told her about this green light Jake and Amir shit. She seemed on board and unimpressed. I'll do it, but it won't work, is what she said.
On board and unimpressed.
they did the whole thing. Listen to my heartbeat, shine some shit in my ear. I got an ear lavage, which is the coolest. Do you know what that is? They flushed. So she was like, by the way, this doctor is like pretty cute. So she's like feeling my heart. I was like, okay, this is nice. I made a joke. She asked me to take off my, I was wearing like an overshirt and an undershirt. She asked me to take off the overshirt.
Oh.
And it was like my tricep was looking good. And I was flexed on the table. So I knew it was like, this girl's probably thinking like, oh, as sick as he is, he's pretty healthy. If you don't mind me saying. She looked at my ear and she's like, you actually have a lot of earwax.
Have you ever lavaged?
Excuse you, I said. And then she was like, there's a lot of pressure in your head, and it's like the earwax isn't what's causing it, but you know, it's compacted and it's not helping the situation. So there might be some minor relief. And I was like, oh yeah, sure. So an assistant came in and like flushed my ear with warm water and then took metal tongs, stuck them deep inside my ear and yanked out a piece of earwax the size of a fucking raisin. It's crazy that thing was in my ear
forever.
Yeah,
and it would have been there forever.
And like, I don't know, it was incredible. It's incredible to, it's an amazing sensation to feel that yanked from your ear and then to look at it on the gurney.
I want
to
get something yanked from my ear.
It's fun. Highly recommend.
Actually, at one time I bought a syringe. They have those syringes at home and you can do it yourself.
Yeah,
I tried to do it in the shower.
How did it work?
Not as good.
It doesn't. Well, that doesn't necessarily flush out like you need the actual tweezers to get the huge piece of wax. Oh,
God. So thick and wet.
The flushing will, I guess, help something. There's like a little piece of debris.
Of course.
Floating, but.
Yeah.
No, you got to get the lavage. You got to get the full lavage treatment. So anyway, I looked down at the giant piece of earwax on the table, and I looked at my doctor, and I said, would you go on a date with me now that I'm wax-free?
Hashtag green light this date.
I'm borderline on a date with you right now, and I pretty much have a TV show if you just look at this Twitter campaign, which I know Kevin Riley will. I think he runs the TBS social media platform.
Yeah, he's the president and also a social media intern. He sort of does it all. And then you did that and you didn't have to pay at all.
No, it was covered.
There should just be a place like a haircut place or a specialist that just flushes your ear.
Well, that's
like for $20. Wouldn't you just go there to flush your ear? I don't want them to do anything. I want to go into this place and instead of getting a haircut, they flush my ears.
Yeah. I mean, that's this walk-in clinic. You can have them do that.
Oh no, but I don't want them to do anything else.
They don't have to do anything else. They have
For anybody.
It's just for you.
I want a room.
It's just for you. You want there to be an office somewhere that you get an ear lavage every year.
A year lavage, I'll call it. A yearly early lavage. No, I want a place where other people could come in and it's just called like ear flushers.
Oh, I see.
And then you flush your ear, you leave.
This place is pretty close to a haircut place. Like the same way that a haircut is like, we'll do a shave, we'll do a wash.
Yeah.
This place is like, they do skin tag removal. They do like sinus infection checkups. They do a flu shot. It's like, and each thing is like...
It's like a maintenance thing.
Yeah, and each thing is priced.
Oh, it's like a menu.
Yeah, so you can literally just be like, I want one of these.
How much is the lavage?
I'm not sure.
Sans insurance.
I can't remember, but it was on the list, and actually, I wish I could remember.
It's funny because I did look at that 2-star review place on Yelp, and they also do beard trimming. They do beard trimming in a haircut place and surgery.
Ear lavage,
yeah.
Beard trimming,
yeah.
Flu shots, and actually surgery.
Yeah, and they also have roast beef. There's a deli counter. You take a number and you either get meat or a lavage.
That's crazy. Yeah, they'll do faxing and open heart surgery.
Yeah, it's a notary public paper shredding place that'll also do wart removal.
Crazy.
And last but not least, yes, they will do the lavage.
They have a lavage stage.
My local lavagery. All right, let's take a break, think of a few more sponsors, and then we'll be right back. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog. And it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah. You put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their full name.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test. I am certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar. But for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast.
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah. Kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress, and all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz, and you get 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20, all one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome to the hashtag Greenlight Jake and Amir Radio Hour.
Wow, very cool. We're taking support from you, our listeners, accepting donations.
In the form of a Twitter. Another thing we should talk about, our Super Bowl bet.
Oh, and also, right, well, I have a thing to talk about too.
Okay, what do you want to talk about first?
Should we do a telethon for Jake and Amir?
I really think we should try to do a telethon.
The Twitter thing's pretty cool, but a telethon's a decent idea too.
Well, telethon
do you, like,
is
public.
What you're trying to raise money?
Yeah.
For what? Just
I guess
for
TBS
you.
Is supposed to pass.
No, I really just want cash.
I just like the idea of taking over
public access TV.
I just really like the idea of taking over public access TV for an hour or for an evening.
That'd be
and dressing in a tuxedo.
Well, if this Twitter thing works, we'll announce it with a telethon.
Promise?
Or what about
that brings us back to the Super Bowl bet. What if those are the stakes of the bet? Like, the winner gets to, I don't know if it's so expensive to get a half hour of public access TV, or is a billboard funnier?
I think that, I don't know.
Okay, winner's choice, either a billboard of the loser, whatever he wants, or a half hour of public access television where you can say whatever you want about the loser.
Yeah, I guess we'd have to look into that.
Yeah, basically a public shaming display.
I wonder, can we do like, I know we have access to the LA billboards.
Yeah.
But I wonder if we could just do like an enormous billboard in Wyoming somewhere. How much that costs?
Like one in the middle of nowhere.
And then we could like, I don't know, ask the person who puts it up to take a picture.
Yeah, but it's more fun when it's in our backyard.
I guess that's true.
Like, I'd hate for mine to be in around the corner from our house, and then if you lose, I get to put a billboard of you in Cheyenne, Wyoming, where nobody sees it. Yeah, I guess it's still
funny.
Cool
location.
Great location.
I mean, maybe you could get a bunch of billboards all across Wyoming.
Well, just so we're all on the same page, you have the Patriots.
Yes.
To win.
I choose the Patriots to win.
And I have the Seahawks just to win.
Yep.
No spread. Because that's what the Super Bowl is right now.
I kind of think it should just be a billboard. Because then it's like our annual billboard bet.
Oh, that's good. The Super Bowl billboard bet.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl billboard bet.
And could you top a Tinder ad?
Yeah, I hope so. It would be sad if I picked against the Seahawks and got burned last year, and then I picked the Seahawks this time, and then I just got burned again. Yeah. The real question is how many of those balls are going to be deflated? I really think Brady's going to chuck a deflated football.
Yeah. Yuck it up, dude. The balls were underinflated. They still won the second half.
I mean, we're not talking about ISIS here. Nobody died.
Okay, Tom. We know.
Actually,
This isn't cancer. It's not the Holocaust. It's a football. You're trying to undersell it.
Yeah, you're minimizing it. In terms of football, it's pretty bad to cheat, though.
Yeah, I know, but
it is just
this
a game.
War.
It's a sport.
Yes, I underinflated the balls. You tried throwing one. I bet you still couldn't throw a tight spiral into the end zone.
Actually, give me the ball.
The ball was a floppy little disc. If I deflated it to a frisbee, you couldn't throw a touchdown pass.
To Gronk. He needs it a specific way.
Yeah, that's like, I don't know.
But that's your team.
I do. I still love Tom Brady.
Yeah, it's hard to bet against him. But here I am.
I think he's the type of athlete that really like rises when this would be going on too.
Yeah.
Like when everybody counted him out this year.
That's the fear in me is like they call it, or Bill Simmons calls it FU mode. You think he's gonna go into fuck you mode.
Right. Well, the thing that scares me is that that's also what the Seahawks are in after they like, you know, that insane come from behind victory that they had to get.
Theirs is more like a team of destiny thing.
Yeah, team of destiny scares me. Yeah. But then they're up, and then it's like they're up against the Empire, which
right, the evil Empire.
Like the team that deflated the footballs to get here, and we're the team that
we've earned it.
That like fucking came from what their victory was absolutely insane. They recovered an onside kick.
Yeah, they were down.
Which happens so rarely, let alone in the postseason.
They said there was a 99.9% chance when the Packers had the ball up 12 with 4 minutes left of them winning. And they lost.
Crazy.
I just hope it's a good game. I really hope it's a fair game.
And I hope the Patriots win. Because I want another billboard. I need two in a row. Is there a billboard still up?
I think so. Just give them another $900 and say, let it run. Keep it up. Run it twice.
The other thing I wanted to talk about is that I'm going on vacation and you're going to take over Text Jake.
Oh, yeah. TextJake.com, website that allows Jake Hurwitz to text suggestions for you. You have your expert insight into what you should type to a girl or guy are a girl or guy. And you get a couple every day.
Uh-huh.
You respond to them all within 24 hours.
That's correct.
But you're going on a mini vacation and you want me to take over.
Yes, I'm
going to
be in Mexico.
Mexico.
So, and I, from what I've heard about the specific area that I'm going, Is that there's no Wi-Fi. Oh, my. Very spotty Wi-Fi.
Doesn't sound like a good vacation to me.
I know. You brought a portable DVD player. When we went to London, you didn't explore the city once. You did our show. And then you watched every Ocean's movie.
Yeah. I had a digital versatile disc, London's. I watched Sherlock Holmes 1
which
and
I
2.
You also brought your MacBook Pro, which has a CD drive in it. So I tried to tell you that would act as a DVD player, but you said, no, I want to bring this portable DVD player.
I also took a MiFi hotspot into the Amazonian rainforest 1 year.
Yeah.
And I just ended up chatting. I was chatting all day.
Yeah, you were on... you were on Chat Roulette.
Yeah,
the entire I was on time.
Chat Roulette in Brazil. So you want me or... You think I have it in me for the next how many days to respond to these text messages?
Excuse me. Sorry. That watch does go off every day at this time.
It's true. There was an episode once where we left it in and somebody called me out on it.
Are we going to leave this in?
Yeah, sure. Why not? At least we're addressing it.
Yeah. It beeps for a little bit long of a time, though.
So you leave tonight. So basically, I have control of text Jake. It's basically text Amir for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes. I'll be back Sunday.
You're handing me the keys to the Ferrari.
Yeah, dude. Don't mess this up.
You come back. We have 9 lawsuits pending.
But you've gotten... You are pretty good at text messaging.
I'm your protege.
You really are.
So you think I have what it takes...
I definitely think you have what it takes to take over for 4 days.
Trial run.
We'll see how you do.
Thank you. Namaste, and I appreciate it. We're at about the 40-minute mark. What do you want to do? Do you want to answer one question? Or do you want to say goodbye forever?
Let's answer one question.
All right. This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
People email us. They're difficult places, sticky situations, and they're asking for our advice. The email address is ifireyoushow@gmail.com. Let's answer one question from one person, one guy. Let's get his name.
Kevin.
Kevin writes, hey dudes, love the show.
Hey dudes, I'm wondering how I can help your TV project get greenlit. I really want to see the show. So bummed that Jake and Amir is leaving College Humor, but I'd love to see it live on in the form of a television TV show just like you and I and all your fans have always dreamed.
If I get a lot of tweets that sort of push me over the edge, I'd be down to greenlight it.
Oh, Kevin, we're glad you wrote in.
All right. Hey, dudes. Love the show and all that stuff. I'm 19 years old, and the past few months, I've been spending a lot of time with this girl. It started out really innocent, just two friends hanging out, playing video games and chilling. But as we got more comfortable with each other, things got intimate. We could cuddle when watching movies, occasionally spooning. And one night, after a few drinks, there was a kiss. I thought for sure we were heading towards something real, and she seemed to be just as into it as I am. Knowing all this, imagine my surprise when I see a Facebook post from her where she announces that she's asexual. Obviously, I'm all for being who you are, and I would never want her to change, but I do still have feelings for this girl, and I definitely feel like we had a connection. So I guess my question is, how do I approach this? Do I just quit and try to forget about her? Do I tell her about my feelings and hope for the best? All help would be greatly appreciated. Thanks, love, Kevin.
Wow.
She came out of the closet as an asexual.
That is a tough pill to swallow.
She stood on a soapbox and proclaimed to her friends that she was disinterested in you. She came out as someone.
Parties.
Yeah, she came out as someone who was bored of you.
Imagine my surprise. It's so dramatic. Imagine, doesn't it sound like that could be a joke?
Imagine my the asexual or imagine my surprise.
It's being just like saying I'm asexual.
It's weird to post on your Facebook. It's, I guess, right? Or do you want everybody
to know?
There's
a chance you misinterpreted it.
Oh, so that's one way of thinking about it, is a wishful thinking thing where you're like, oh, she just said that. What a weird way it would be for her to tell this guy to relax.
Oh.
Like, she's like, I don't want to tell him that I'm either one, asexual, or two, not interested. So I'll just post that I have this condition on Facebook where I can't love. Or feel romantic or sexually into.
I'm not exactly sure what being an asexual is.
I searched and it's like, I guess it is a thing. It's just people with insanely low sex drives. They're just not romantically interested in any of that.
Right.
So my theory is, one, either she's lying
and doesn't want to be with you, which means you shouldn't pursue it. Or two, she actually is asexual, whatever that means, and not into it, so you shouldn't pursue it. Regardless of what it is, do you think, knowing that, should you at least tell her your feelings? I guess, what do you have to lose, right?
Yeah, I guess you could say, I was sad to hear you're asexual because I liked you, but I still celebrate you as a friend, and I think you're great, and I wish you the best.
That's good. So you sort of, you open the conversation with the fact that you saw her Facebook post.
Right.
You're like, I'm sorry to hear that you're asexual because I am actually a sexual person.
Yes.
And then you lean in and you kiss her nose.
And you say that you felt nothing?
Tell me if you didn't freaking feel a spark.
I did feel wet, weird lips on my nose. Yes. You know, no spark.
You should rub a carpet like with your wear socks and like rub around on a carpet. And then when you go in to kiss her, there's a little spark, a little static electricity.
That's harassment.
What?
That's harassment.
Oh my god, dude, I was kidding. I was gonna make a joke about chemistry and you're alleging
you're
this.
You're under arrest.
Oh, get the fuck off of me, dude.
Citizens arrest.
Oh my, get off of me, dude. What are you doing?
Hold still.
Hashtag help.
I think, yeah, the one thing I know what you were saying. I'm sorry to hear that you're asexual.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're saying like, I'm sorry that you have that problem, but it's not like, it's just like coming out of the closet and being gay or something. You wouldn't say, sorry about that.
Oh, interesting.
You say like,
I heard
you personally
were
bummed that that means that you aren't attracted to me.
Right. Unless.
Unless that was all a goof. Was you goofing on that shit? You like me now?
No.
You're not sexually attracted to anybody but me.
No, I'm actually not sexually attracted to you.
Taking off his shoes and rubbing a carpet.
Hold on one second.
You're going to love this.
I'm getting all staticky. That was, yeah, I don't know what else to tell this guy.
Yeah, probably don't pursue it at all. But if you feel like you want to at least
get some closure.
Say like, I did have feelings for you, but I accept you as an asexual and I hope we can hang out as friends.
Yeah. At the very least, you have an answer. It's kind of like this TBS thing. Like, it's not nice to be hanging out in limbo. You want an either yes or no.
Yeah.
So instead of hanging out in this gray zone, why don't you tell her?
Second campaign will just be tweeting at TBS to at least tell us no.
We deserve an answer.
At least reject them.
I did.
Okay. Hashtag red light Jake and Amir.
All right. That's it. F that. Cathartic episode.
It was a little bit. We should do this all the time.
It was like a bone. This really was a bonus Thursday episode. We'll
things
be back on,
got real.
On Monday with our regularly scheduled program. We begin and end every episode with a new theme song. The first one is from Jonathan Gould. This last one is from, oh, it's from those triplets. They sent us a Christmas/Hanukkah theme song, and I didn't read it in time.
Oh,
so we still appreciate this festive theme song from those triplets, Ilana Ayla, and Danny. So thanks, guys.
Ta-da.
Thanks to you guys for listening, and thank you also for all the kind words on our subreddit and Twitter and our Facebook and everywhere else.
Indeed.
It means a whole lot to me.
And to me.
Fine.
Don't say to me like it didn't mean anything to me.
I just think it meant more to me.
You're speaking because you're you, but I'm me, and it meant a lot to me.
As well as me. So thank you, guys. We'll see you Monday.
Lost all hope, you can't cope. All is real, all is dumb. To coin Jews, if they were you, telling you what they would do. Seize the heavenly cheese, seize the heavenly. If this podcast ain't enough, Text Jake is now a website. When your situation's tough, they will help you in your plan.